This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. 2010 was a good year for traditional music. To talk us through some of the ups and downs of this past year, I'm joined by Keith Weston and Freddie Jenkins, the hosts of WUNC's Back Porch Music Program. Keith, Freddie, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting us in from the cold on the back porch. The Morning Edition mood lighting looks really good in here, so it's good to be here on...
It's good to have you, sir.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Yes, sir. Instead of asking you guys to agree on a top five or a top 10 folk music recordings of the year, I'd like to ask you to pick some records and songs that will kind of walk us through this past year in traditional music. Keith, what would you say is 2010's biggest success story in back porch music?
Well, among other things, 2010 was the year of a lot of collaborations, and one of the more interesting ones that we saw and got a lot of press were the Steep Canyon Rangers, who are based in Brevard, North Carolina, who are on tour with Steve Martin. They first performed, at least one of their big first concerts was on a Prairie Home Companion about a year and a half ago, and now they've been on tour. You probably know Steve Martin from his wild and crazy days on Saturday Night Live and as a stand-up comedian and wearing the arrow through his head. And Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers are going to be rolling into Durham on May 21st. They'll be performing at the Durham Performing Arts Center at the DPAC. They're also playing in Charlotte, I think, the night after, so they're doing a little southeastern tour. And Steep Canyon Rangers, they've been performing for just over a decade now. And so here is a little bit of the Steep Canyon Rangers, and one of the best bands performing here in North Carolina in 2010.
And I'm standing out here in the yard howling like old Blue. Can't you hear him barking? He's awful lonesome too. Well, there ain't no way of knowing which way the wind is blowing. There ain't no way of knowing why my baby's done up and gone. Said there ain't no way of knowing. I keep a looking for the headlights showing. There ain't no way of knowing if my baby's gonna come back home.
Turning to you now, Freddie Jenkins, it was also a big year for our old friends, the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Yeah, the Chocolate Drops, a group we've been playing on Back Porch Music for many years, actually. We were playing them on the show before they even had a recording out. I think they consider tradition to be their guide, but they don't consider it a jailer. They sort of right. Branch out from there. And they put out a record this year, a record that was nominated for a Grammy with producer Joe Henry, who's worked with folks like Solomon Burke III, the late Solomon Burke III, and Elvis Costello, among others. They have a cover of a song that was an R&B hit by a woman named Blue Cantrell back in about 2001 called Hit 'Em Up Style, and they do a great version of that on this recording. We might listen to some of that.
Hey ladies, when your man wanna get buck wild, just go back and hit him up style. Get your hands on his cash and spend it to the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he mess up, you gotta hit him up.
That's the Carolina Chocolate Drops and Hit 'Em Up Style on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, on Morning Edition. Keith Weston, the Carolina Chocolate Drops are young players, part of the next generation of traditional musicians. This past year, we lost a number of important figures to the world of traditional music. I wonder if you can give us a little bit of an idea of who we have lost.
Yeah, it's always sad to think back about the people that we've lost this past year, some very talented folks, including Kate McGarrigle of the McGarrigle Sisters, Kate and Ann McGarrigle, who have been recording since the 1970s. They were from Quebec and did a lot of traditional French and English folk tunes, and also they were really at the crossroads of folk music and pop music, and a number of their tunes were recorded by people like Linda Ronstadt and Billy Bragg, and they also did a number of very nice recordings themselves over the years. Kate was married for a time to Loudon Wainwright III, and one of my favorite songs that Kate and Anna did together was called The Swimming Song, which is a Loudon Wainwright tune.
This summer I did the backstroke, and you know that that's not all. Butterfly and the old Australian crawl, the old Australian crawl. This summer I swam in a public place at a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit.
One of the folks that I wanted to mention that may have sort of slipped by everyone over this past year was Ben Keith. Ben Keith died in July of this year. He was a fixture on the music scene in the Nashville area for a number of years, was a Music Row session musician in the late 50s and the 60s. and played the steel guitar lines on Patsy Cline's I Fall to Pieces. But Ben Keith is probably most known as working with Neil Young for nearly 40 years. They met in Nashville when Neil Young was in Nashville to be on Johnny Cash's television show in 1971, I think. Mm-hmm. And that sort of established a friendship. And from there until his death, he was a longtime collaborator with Neil Young. So I want to make sure we remember Ben Keith, who passed away this last year.
It's these expressions I never hear that keep me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
All right, fellas, now you look back at 2010 and some of the great songs that came out. Is there one song from each of you that is so good I should rush out and listen to it the minute we're off the air? Freddie?
One song would be hard. I'm going to select a recording you should rush out and listen to, and that's from a fellow by the name of Tim Erickson. His recording is called Soul of the January Hills. Tim Erickson is an American musician, a professor, a musicologist. He's been associated with the band Cordelia's Dad for, I guess, 20 years or so, and has released a few solo projects as well. At least one, if not two of them, were recordings on which he did them with no sidemen, no overdubs, and no edits. But on this latest recording, he sort of takes that a step further. He recorded this release in Poland when he was over there giving sacred harp school there in Poland. And he went into the tower of a Benedictine abbey, sang all 14 of these songs in one take with no overdubs, went in with a digital recorder, began singing, and about an hour later had this completed recording, which is amazingly powerful. And probably the song I would say to listen to would be sort of an optimistic song in some troubled times. It's called Better Days Coming, from Tim Erickson.
The glorious time is rolling on when sinners will come flocking home. Oh, there's better days coming. Will you go along with me? Yes, there's better days coming, and we'll sound the jubilee. I long to
hear. I have to say that I really like the Tim Erickson album as well, but I'm going to cheat just a little bit on my selection. And I'm going to recommend a recording that celebrates the 50th anniversary of Del McCoury and his recording career. Del McCoury, who was born in North Carolina, is a very well-known bluegrass player and released earlier this year an album called By Request. And even though it maybe has been played a little bit more than some of the ones that Freddie was mentioning, I'm going to recommend the 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. It's a tune written by Richard Thompson. And every time I hear this tune, I hear something different and learn something about music by listening to Del and the Boys. Fantastic stuff.
Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside.
Keith Weston and Freddie Jenkins host Back Porch Music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings here on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. It's the station's longest-running program. Keith and Freddie, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you. See you out on the back porch.
All right, put your hat on.